Welcome to Energy First Responders. This 12th day of October, 2022. We start as usual with our gratitude for everything that we have in our lives, for all the help we have in this time of great change. We allow our gratitude for being here to be able to help other people in whatever way is possible. Take a few deep breaths. And when I say that, actually, I have to be wiser, because it's not about breathing deeply. It's about gently breathing in to a depth, the best way to breathe in. Long is to breathe out long, all the way out with the out breath. Pause and allow your body to breathe itself back in. As you're doing this breathing, this person at their own pace, please allow yourself to notice your body and ask that we come into balance, harmony, each within ourselves, and then each and then together as a group of all the levels, including the physical level, mental level, the emotional level, the spiritual level. We're calling today particularly on the elements that lead to creation, the elements themselves and the elementals. And again, as we notice our body, we activate the center above, which is 2 feet above our head, soul star, center below, 2 feet below our feet, earth star, and create ourselves as a column of light, column of love, divine presence, activating the very depth of our being. Joining together as a group, coming into balance and harmony, allowing ourselves to let go of whatever we're thinking or feeling. All of those things on our plate, on everybody else's plate. Again, we go into thanks and gratitude. We ask that we, whatever clearing any one of us needs and whatever needs to come back in, that things that we didn't get when we were growing up or at other times in our lives that we deserved, we're going to ask for that to come in as part of what we're doing today. And that to come in for all the people we're talking about, all the places. As we ask for the frequency of now to assist us, which includes working with the element of time. Going to bring in some sounds. And as a group, we start with Ukraine, reactivating, re-energizing the columns of light that we put there a while ago. We allow source energy to come down through the columns. We go down through the earth, to the center of the earth, out the other side of the center of the earth. Joking that the people in China may not know what's happening. Going all the way out, up and around back to source, making a loop. And the earth energies join. And like all of the mineral, animal, and plant kingdoms. And wherever these columns are going, we ask that the love light become so strong that people places, the nature kingdom, just radiate, come one with. There are many energies of change coming in now. We ask for help with every single living being's adjustment to all of these new ways. Ease and grace, ease and grace. We ask for all of the World War II experiences and World War I that are underlying some of what's going on today to clear the best way possible. Give great thanks. We now go to the United States, for this current election cycle in November, some that may be followed on after that with runoffs, with whatever else is needed. We start with columns of light. Every single polling place, every drop-off place, every collection of mail-in ballots, overseas ballots. Well, it'll take a few minutes to, so allow yourself to breathe in as we, because there's a lot of places for the offices of the secretaries of state and the whole staff and everyone. We're going to do the people in a minute. Right now we're doing the places with columns of light. And allow that source itself determine the energies in these columns, creating the most beneficent, beneficial outcomes. As we ask that humanity move forward, we also would, in whatever way is most efficient, join with the World Congress that Patty Cota Robles is starting on Saturday for 6 or 7 days. She's in Santa Fe, Mexico right now, lot of people joining in this massive effort. There may be a massive shifting of energy October 22nd. We ask for that to come with ease and grace. We ask that the very principles that this country was founded on come through. There to be a rejuvenation of this democracy, this republic. Experiment. Government and governing. The purest essence. Pervading all. We now also ask for calling into consciousness, shifting consciousness into awareness, love light of every person who's voting or connected with the voting, all of the places throughout the country. Let there be a joining of hands, a resolution of coming together in a new way, beyond separation. Allow the energy of now beyond separation to assist. Or the frequency of now, element of time. Shifting all. We allow this energy to go below the crust of the earth, below the country, all of the 50 states and territories. Balancing and harmonizing all of the chaos and conflict. Oneness, the wholeness, God's permanent desire for this great experiment, this great creation, I'm going to bring in some sound, and as I do so, please take this opportunity to go inside for your own experience with your own divine presence. Whether it takes you somewhere else to bring the light, or whether it takes you into your own self or in your own life, or just into the void, to the quiet. I'm going to bring some sounds in to help, and as they end, just keep continue going deep into self. Begin to slowly allow yourself to come back to the group consciousness. Notice your breathing, your breath, again, very gently and slowly. As we again ask for ease and grace for each one of us, and for everything moving on the planet, all the kingdoms, realms. Levels of consciousness. Dimensions. As we sigh, as we give great thanks. All the help that is with us. For our coming together in these great times. As we wrap up for today, so be it, so it is done.